This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 13th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel brings clear skies today. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, while Tel Aviv feels the warmth of the spring sun. In Haifa, a gentle breeze rolls off the Mediterranean. A beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 6 hours ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed ongoing operations in Lebanon, stating, "The war continues, there is more work to do." Also, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, 3 hours ago, Ambassador Leiter spoke on talks with Lebanon, suggesting a full peace agreement could be possible within months. Also this hour, Mariv reports the U.S. has declared a blockade on the Hormuz Strait, citing reasons beyond oil, earlier this hour. Separately, Israel Hayom reports a crushing victory for the opposition in Hungary. Celebrations erupted in Budapest last night as Viktor Orban's 16-year rule ended. And finally, from Forward, 81 hours ago, the Iran ceasefire teeters as the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Here's what people are saying online. Ephraim Jacobi, an Israeli activist, posting just minutes ago, criticized international organizations for their silence on Iran using child soldiers. Times of Israel reported 2 soldiers were moderately hurt by Hezbollah rocket fire in southern Lebanon earlier today. Ihab Hassane, a journalist, posted just now about Israeli settlers storming the village of Kifel Haris in the West Bank, causing unrest. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, Ynet reports he emphasized the need to continue military operations inside the security zone in Lebanon. This move aims to prevent further infiltration and missile threats against Israel. The ongoing operations highlight the fragile situation in the region, keeping residents on high alert. Turning to the potential peace talks between Israel and Lebanon, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that Ambassador Leiter had a promising meeting with his Lebanese counterpart. They discussed the possibility of achieving a full peace agreement within months. Such a development could reshape diplomatic ties in the Middle East, offering hope for long-term stability. Meanwhile, the U.S. blockade on the Hormuz Strait, reported by Mariv, is seen as a strategic pressure on Iran. Experts suggest this move is part of broader negotiations and aims to weaken Iran's stance. The blockade adds tension to the already volatile Gulf region, impacting global oil markets. Separately, the political landscape in Hungary shifted dramatically, as reported by Israel Hayom. Peter Medyar's party TISA celebrated in Budapest following their victory over Viktor Orban. This change may influence Hungary's future policies and its position within the European Union. And finally, the ongoing conflict with Iran, as Forward reported, shows little signs of a permanent ceasefire. Despite diplomatic efforts, IDF operations against Hezbollah persist, with the Hormuz Strait remaining a critical flashpoint. The situation demands continued international attention to prevent further escalation. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that as April 15th approaches, the U.S. Treasury prepares for a massive influx of funds potentially impacting global financial markets. Separately, from CTEC, new research indicates that 55% of jobs will transform due to AI within the next 3 years. This shift will gradually reshape industries and require adaptation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of a potential rise in oil prices to $150 a barrel. The blockade of the Hormuz Strait and market fears suggest a looming global recession. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.